ladies and gentlemen. We're here at the MIC here in Singapore at Microsoft, and I'm here with my good friend TY from Tyler Projects. TY, tell us, what is it you do at Tyler Projects?
Well, we mainly produce online browser games. Within social networks, you can find out some of our games as well as on certain game portals as well.
Okay, and so one of those applications or one of those web games you have is Battle Stations, right? And this is Battle Stations here, which we've been seeing playing around. So what is Battle Stations all about?
Battle Station is an online multiplayer game whereby you can actually compete with other players on a social network. You can compete with your friends, you can get them as helpers on your ship to help you in the game. So basically you will just go around upgrading your ship to with better items and weapons and just basically level up.
Okay, and the technology behind Battle Station itself, it's what is the stack you're building the application on today?
The steps, basically the back end is PHP, and front end we actually make use of HTML as well as Flash to push out the results and display in terms of having some nice animation to the users.
Okay, and the server platform is running on?
Currently it's running on CentOS.
CentOS, okay. And so just to sort of give some background, TY came into Microsoft today to actually test out his PHP application on top of Windows Server 2008, right? Mm-hmm. And so we did some testing here to look at what the performance increase would be to move this application from the CentOS operating system to a Windows Server 2008 operating system. And we also took into account other flavors of Linux as well to do a fair comparison. So if we have a look here at some of the work that TY did, you can actually see the performance results. This is the web server performance result. And so what we can see is that over time, as the actual need for scalability of that application increases, as the number of users hits TY's application, you can definitely see that Windows Server truly outperforms the web server itself on Linux, be it CentOS or Fedora here. So a massive leap. We can see it from here. It's almost easily double to the closest Windows Server performance here. So TY, did this actually surprise you, this result? Was it something you expected, or was it something that sort of came as a bit of a shock?
Well, it is not what I expected, because, I mean, usually for us, we don't really do much benchmarking on our side, so we don't really monitor performance on our servers, and the only reports that we get are from users themselves, so we did not really do much benchmarking, so this result were not what we actually expected as well.
And how much work did it require for you to actually take the code from the Linux platform to the Windows Server 2008 platform? Was it a couple of days of coding, or what was the process there?
It was actually quite straightforward. It probably took around 30 minutes to just port the code over.
So you basically 30 minutes, you had the application off of the Linux platform onto the Windows platform and immediately started seeing these results.
Yeah.
Now this Windows server, and you've been working on these servers, we've been sitting in the lab, these aren't tuned servers, these are out-of-the-box performance numbers, right?
Yeah, correct.
Okay. And so the interesting thing as well, when we actually did the research here, we also noticed that over the period of time, the total number of requests that Windows Server could actually handle was about 3.5 million requests over the period of test. And for the same test scenario, we saw that Fedora got to about 1.5 million requests, and then I think it was CentOS got to about 1.1 million requests, wasn't it? It was in that range there. So there's definite performance increases there. So TY, what's the next step now for Battle Stations?
Well, we are going to look into exploring the using other OS such as Windows to see how it actually performs in the real environment.
Cool. Awesome. All right, TY, thanks for coming by. Thanks, guys.